With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is proposing the possibility of lower tariffs on China ahead of this weekend's trade talks. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president said tariffs on Chinese goods could go from 145% down to 80%. He floated the idea in a social media post, saying it's up to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who will be meeting with officials from China. Donald Trump also called on China to open its markets to the U.S., writing, "Closed markets don't work anymore." Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's happened again. The air traffic controllers directing planes into the Newark, New Jersey airport lost their radar this morning for the second time in 2 weeks. The Federal Aviation Administration said the radar at the facility in Philadelphia that directs planes in and out of Newark Airport went black for 90 seconds. On the battlefront, India and Pakistan swapping intense deadly artillery fire overnight.
Soldiers exchanged heavy volleys of shells and gunfire across the frontier in Kashmir overnight, killing at least five civilians amid a growing military standoff that erupted following an attack on tourists in the India-controlled portion of the disputed region. In Pakistan, an unusually intense night of artillery exchanges left at least four civilians dead and wounded 12 others in areas near the line of control that divides Kashmir. Tensions between the nuclear armed rivals have soared since the attack on April 22. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 1,000 measles cases reported in the U.S. This is only the second time cases have been this high since the disease was declared eliminated in the United States a quarter century ago. And a large multi-state outbreak continues to grow. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 94 points. The NASDAQ composite is down 3. This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism in Virginia. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Loudoun County Public School System is investigating three male high school students who say they don't like having to share a locker room with a girl who is living as a boy. School officials accuse the boys of, quote, sexual harassment for discussing their discomfort with the system's transgender policy in a video. The Founding Freedoms Law Center is representing the defendants and their parents and say the boys did nothing wrong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democratic-controlled cities of Salt Lake City, Utah, and Boise, Idaho, have adopted new city flags that incorporate LGBT symbols. It's an effort to get around their state's bans on flying gay pride flags in front of government buildings and public schools. Salt Lake City created the new flag designs while Boise, the capital of Idaho, made the gay pride flag one of its official city flags. This is SRN News. Transgender troops are being moved out of the military following Tuesday's Supreme Court decision allowing a ban. More from Lisa Dwyer.
The Pentagon will immediately begin moving as many as 1,000 openly identifying transgender service members out of the military and give others 30 days to self-identify. The Defense Department will begin going through medical records to identify others who have not come forward. Those whose medical records show that they have been diagnosed with gender dysphoria, who show symptoms or are being treated, will then be involuntarily forced out of the service. The new rule only allows for a very few limited exceptions on a case-by-case basis. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers rookie Desmond Watson making NFL history as the league's heaviest player. The 6'6" Watson weighs 464 pounds. More details at srnnews.com.